Howdy, folks.
Howdy.
So, the way this works is I say howdy, folks, and it's mighty neighborly if you all say howdy back to me. So let's try it again, okay? Howdy, folks.
Howdy.
Thank you. That's much more neighborly. I appreciate that. My name's Joshua. Friends call me Josh. But hey, you can call me Jay. it doesn't matter what you call me. I'm not the important one. God is. I've learned a lot about God over the years, and I've seen him do some mighty peculiar things. See, God's way of doing things is different from ours. Yes, sir, when you're dealing with the Lord Almighty, you'd better reckon on some surprises. Well, that's why I'm here today, to tell you all about some of God's surprises in my life. And in the life of the nation of Israel. Well, I brought some of my army along with me. They used to be trumpet players. They just recently took up playing handbell, so go easy on them, okay? As I was saying, I've been traveling through the hot desert of Sinai for 40 years with some Hebrew folk who were not happy campers. They griped about the bread. They griped about the meat.
They griped about the water.
And they threw terribly wild parties.
Sorry, Josh. Won't happen again, boss.
Shameful behavior. They forgot the miracles that God performs to free them from slavery in Egypt. Now, what was God going to do with all these ungrateful people? Well, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd ship the whole lot back to Egypt. God couldn't do that. You see, he had made a promise to lead those people into the land of Canaan. And God keeps his promises. So we waited around for a while until the grouchy ones got old and died. That's when my boss, Moses, told me that I was going to lead the youngins into the promised land. Well, let me tell you, partners, it is pretty scary being put in charge of a whole mess of people. But God told me to be strong, to be courageous, and to put my faith in him. So I relaxed a little until God gave me my first chore. You see, he told me I was to take this Israelite scout troop and take him on a hiking trip, right through the Jordan River. As for me, I was thinking maybe we'd build a big, strong bridge. Or, shoot, at least a couple of good, strong log rafts. But God told us that we were to march right through the water. Well, that's when the surprises began. Because you see, as soon as our feet touched that river, the waters parted. And we walked through on dry land. It was much, much more exciting than building a bridge, let me tell you. And at last, we were in the land that God had promised to us. Now, the people who lived there, they'd heard about us. And they'd heard about the greatness of our God, but they weren't exactly friendly. No, in fact, when we got to the walled city of Jericho, well, shoot, those folks would even come out and welcome us to the neighborhood. No, sir, the king of Jericho said that the city gates should be locked. Now I ask all you, is that very nice?
No.
I was just getting to that. You guys hold your handbells. Sheesh. So, as I was saying, they were mighty unfriendly folks, all except for a woman named Rahab. You see, before we crossed the River Jordan, I was really eager to see the land that God had promised to us. So I just, I just had to peek. I sent two of my best scouts into Jericho to visit. When the king of Jericho heard that Israelites were in town, he tried to capture them. But Rahab, she outsmarted the king. You see, she pulled the old rope trick on him. And those two scouts escaped through an open window. Well, in return for her kindness, we promised to spare her and her family if it came to fighting with the people of Jericho. And that's just what it did. You see, they wouldn't come out and play. So we just had to do something about it. But the city was so big that... Well, I was figuring we'd just build some nice tall ladders. Or maybe take some hooks and rope and scale up those walls. But like I keep telling you, God's ways are different. So he told us that we were just to walk around the city for 7 days. On the first 6 days, we just walk around it once with the priests tooting their trumpets. On the seventh day, we was to walk around the city 7 times. And with the priests blowing their trumpets extra loud, and on that seventh time, everyone was to get out a great big hoop and a holler. And that's when God said that those tall walls would fall down to the ground. Well, doesn't that just beat all? I mean, I ask you. I don't know what you folks think about those battle plans, but these sounded like mighty strange battle plans to me. I mean, walk around a city and walls are going to fall down. Didn't make sense to me, but that's what God said. And they were mighty strange battle plans, but not only were they mighty strange, but you know what else they were? They were embarrassing. So that first day when we was walking around the city, well, the people were hanging out of their windows. They were laughing at us. Now on the second day, well, shoot, the kids just like you, they were throwing water balloons at us out of the windows. And they were throwing confetti at us. And they were singing. Well, on the third day, the king of Jericho, well, he declared it was a holiday. And all the townsfolk went up to the top of the walls and they had an all-day picnic to watch our parade. But by the fourth day, well, shoot, our daily trail ride was getting pretty boring for those city folks. I hate to say it, but by the fifth and the sixth day, my troops were starting to get a tad nervous.
Do you really think they're going to fall for it? And I've still got confetti in my hair.
But on the morning of the seventh day, we woke up extra early. We eat our Wheaties. That's the kind of superpower cereal for you guys who maybe don't know that. We ate our Wheaties, and we prepared to march. We had seen the mighty works our God had done for us. And we knew that he would keep his promise. So we started marching 6 times around the city with the priests tooting on their horns. And on the 7th time, when we got to the end, I gave the cue and we shouted extra loud, and that's when those tall walls bit the dust. What? Timber! Well, the Israelite army ran over those fallen walls, right up to the shocked people of Jericho, and they said,
"Surprise!"
Then they captured the city, all except for Rahab and her family. Well, we made them honorary Israelites. That evening, we had a big barbecue and hoedown to praise God and to celebrate the victory of Jericho. Well, folks, that's my story. I learned that God's ways are not our ways. But you know, if you're serving him with a true heart, don't get discouraged if things aren't turning out like you think they ought to. Because it just may be that God has a surprise up his sleeve with your name on it.